Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back. What is true about that report from the Pentagon's intelligence agency about North Korea? Yesterday, Republican Doug Lamborn of Colorado disclosed the existence of the report from the Defense Intelligence Agency. It concluded that North Korea has learned to make a nuclear weapon small enough to be delivered by a missile. Now, this was the first time the intelligence agency claimed that North Korea could make a nuclear weapon small enough to be carried by a ballistic missile. But then the Pentagon and the U.S. intelligence director quickly backed away from that assessment, saying that wasn't the consensus of the whole intelligence community. And reports pointed out the agency making the claim is the same one that thought wrongly that Iraq had nuclear capabilities. Still, Secretary of State John Kerry in South Korea today had tough words for the North.
We will defend our allies. We will stand with South Korea, Japan, and others against these threats. And we will defend ourselves. And Kim Jong-un needs to understand, as I think he probably does, what the outcome of a conflict would be.
Well, as intelligence tries to figure out what's true about North Korea's nuclear capabilities, what does this all mean to those who would want to stop the proliferation of nuclear weapons? Ira Lechner is chair of the advocacy group, the Council for a Livable World and the Center for Arms Control and Nonproliferation. They, among other things, fundraise for candidates who are against arming with nuclear weapons. Ira joins us in the studio. And Ira, let's just jump right into it. You know, reports have been saying the North is threatening preemptive nuclear strikes against the South and the U.S. So some would say this is the very worst moment for, you know, anti-nuke activists and people like yourself to ask people to have less nuclear weapons.
No, it's really the opposite. Au contraire. This is the very time to realize that proliferation of nuclear weapons presents a real present danger to the life and to the existence of our very planet. A battle that we have been trying to fight against for 50 years during the history of the Council for a Livable World, which was founded by scientists who worked on the Manhattan Project and who realized after they had created the atomic bomb, oh my God, what have we done here? And how can we make sure that there isn't a runaway of atomic weapons all over the world?
Or a situation like the one we're seeing unfolding, a person like the leader of North Korea.
Right. But this president is more committed to the notion of reining in the proliferation of nuclear weapons and nuclear material than any president since, I guess, Ronald Reagan was. And it's very interesting to hear Republicans extolling the virtues of Ronald Reagan, but at the same time looking to add even more to the nuclear arsenal.
Well, but some would say this is the time to consider that. We're reading scholar Raja Mohan of the Observer Research Foundation in India, of course, a nuclear nation at odds with its nuclear neighbors, Pakistan. He raises the question a lot of people might have right now. We considered containment with the Soviet Union. He says that the U.S. managed to live with an arms race with the Soviet Union for years, and now it's in the throes of proliferation alarmism, both conservatives and liberals whipping themselves into a frenzy about the dangers of proliferation. That containment, maybe allowing North Korea to even have some nukes, would work better than trying to roll back that program and being pulled into this conflict with them.
Well, it's a practical matter. The world's regime in terms of the control of nuclear weapons acknowledges that North Korea has 1, 2, 3, maybe even 4 or 5 potentially nuclear weapons. There's no real effort being made to say, okay, let's invade North Korea and destroy the regime and recapture those weapons. We have now 5,000 nuclear weapons plus. Getting more nuclear weapons is not going to make us safer. Reining in nuclear supplies and fissile material around the world will make us safer.
But how does that help when you have a saber-rattling leader in North Korea? What should the U.S., in your mind, as a non-proliferation activist, what should the U.S. do?
Exactly what we've done. This president, this vice president, this secretary of state and this Secretary of Defense, make it clear to North Korea that if you start something, we're not going to start something, but if they start something, they will be obliterated, if you will. Okay?
But as an anti-nuclear activist, it's okay for you to hear the U.S. say, we will obliterate you.
We're going to do that if we do it by conventional means. We're not going to drop a nuclear weapon on North Korea. What is worrisome to everyone, should be worrisome to everybody, is the ability of a terrorist to get fissile material, to turn that into a dirty bomb. There were 41 countries in 2009 who had this material. And so under this president, we have recovered material now from 10 different countries.
But in his budget this week, he made some cuts you don't like, including to a program that's supposed to protect and reduce nuclear materials at civilian sites. He wants to put more money towards nuclear weapons modernization, not creating new weapons, but modernizing ones that already exist. You're a little worried about it.
We're very concerned about it. I talked to the president about this last October, and there's no question about his commitment to reining in fissile material all over the world.
And you are pointing to successes on that level, and that's what you're more worried about than this news out of North Korea. But look, next week we're going to talk about where we are on stockpiles, where the U.S. is on treaties with other countries. The president's advisor is going to Russia. I guess my question to you is, this has not been on the front burner. A lot of other things have from the left, gay rights, immigration rights. Nuclear nonproliferation is in itself a word that a lot of people don't even understand anymore.
People under the age of 40 have very little appreciation of the dangers of nuclear proliferation. Polling data shows that when people are educated about this, that they very much resonate with the idea of let's make a more sensible investment in deterrence, very important, and make sure that the terrorists don't get nuclear material.
Well, as we said, we're going to take up a lot of these issues next week. But Ira Lechner, chair of the advocacy group, the Council for a Livable World, the Center for Arms Control and Nonproliferation. Ira, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And as we said, next week, a closer look. But are you finding yourself thinking, gee, I have not thought about this, what with gun control, the economy, two wars? Or as a younger person, are you even wondering what the word nonproliferation means? Or is duck and cover, for instance, something you read about in history books? Let us know your thoughts on nuclear weapons at hereandnow.org. Back in a minute, Here and Now.